All right, episode 12. We're here. We're back. You're in the beautiful Ocean Air Studios with me, Usman Hamid. And today we're talking about that ASMR, making paper. Now, this is not a bad thing. One thing I always see, people get so upset if you like, don't waste paper. You know, paper is actually a renewable resource. First and foremost, you know, you can plant more trees again and again and again and again. But secondly, all of these fibers that you see inside your paper, it can be made into new paper. And that's what this show is going to be about. We're going to be talking about why we got to be focused on recycling paper. And two, we're going to have this really cool video that we're going to be checking out at the end of the show about how in India they're keeping the papermaking industry alive and using these materials that, you know, you find around your office, around your homes, to create new material and new paper to work with. People have been writing on paper for thousands of years, and it's something that's not about to go away anytime soon because it's renewable. It comes from the earth, from trees, and it can be turned back into new paper anytime. Pretty much whenever you have material and when you throw it in the landfill, you throw it in the garbage, what happens is there's only one option. It goes to a landfill. What is a landfill? It's just a really big hole on the ground where they just dump everything in it. Plastic, paper, diapers, you know, metal, scrap. It goes in that hole and that's pretty much it. That material is wasted. But if it goes into recycling, what happens is it goes in something called a MRF, which is a material recovery facility. And that material recovery facility, the paper and plastic are filtered out. After it goes through the MRF, all this material is then sent to a paper mill. And inside a paper mill, they mix this with water, a lot of chemicals, and it becomes paste. And I'm oversimplifying the process, but just to make you understand. And this paste is then spread really thin, spread over these rollers to remove the water, the moisture. And that paste, when the water is removed, guess what? Boom! It's new paper all over again. And once again, you use that paper, you draw on it, you use it for construction paper, you know, you write on it, and then you crunch it up again, you throw it back in the blue bin, it gets collected once again, it goes to a MRF, the MRF separates the paper and the plastic and the materials, paper goes, becomes bales. Bales are important just to talk about because bales are just, they compress the material so it's easier to transport because obviously if you compress it, you can get more of it onto a truck. So they compress the bale into bales. The bales go to a paper mill. They add the water. They add the chemicals. They clean the material. They make a big paste. They spread the paste really thin. They get the rollers to remove the water. They dry them, and you have new paper. And you go again and again and again. Paper can recycle up to 4 to 6 times, depending on the impurities and how good that recycling program is. You know your Amazon boxes? Almost primarily, they're made from recycled content. You know, so that's why it's so important that when you know that the material can be used multiple times, it's almost like a responsibility on you. If you know that it can be used again, why are you just throwing it in the garbage in the landfill when like there's an opportunity for it to have another life, right? And being cognizant about that is the step one. And a lot of people aren't cognizant; they're not even aware. People don't even know that paper can have a second life, right? But if you are aware, and you can put it in that blue bin, in that recycling program, you can give it new life and save the trees, save the, you know, all the energy required to create the material, and it's also more cost effective. The part that I find the most difficult is that there are some cities in the United States that do not have any recycling program. All they have is one big black bin, and I'm sure if you're in that city, you know. So there's all these boxes that are being created, right? And they just get tossed into a black bin, folded, whatever, and they just go in the landfill, right? Okay, they're biodegradable over time. They'll break down into dirt, whatever. But the point stands that there were trees that were cut down to convert into paper. And now that paper is, you know, converted into boxes. But like without a recycling program, it's just so much waste. And what do you even do with it? Sometimes like you'll get a box, you'll open it, you'll take the package out, and toss the box. That's it. That's its entire life, right? And maybe if it's one-day shipping, it was shipped that morning. So its entire life is like, you know? So, guys, main thing is if in your cities you guys don't have recycling programs, something to focus on, try to find maybe there's like a regional recycling program that you can go to. Drop your boxes over there. And if not that, push your local community. Talk to your politicians. Push them. We need recycling. We want to save on those resources. and we want to save on that material. I feel metal, everybody knows metal can be reused. I don't know why, it's almost universal. Everybody knows metal can be reused. Like our society, like metal, of course, you can melt it down. But for some reason, people don't know that paper can also be, quote-unquote, melted down in that mixer and made into new paper, guys. So that's important. Let's focus on that. It's the Making Paper show. So, you know, always we're talking about paper. We're going to keep things popping. This is the Oceaner Studios. We're trying to find creative ways to use paper, to use plastic, use our materials. And we'll see you in the next one.